New security measures have gone into effect for all flights coming into the U.S. Airlines will be interviewing passengers at check-in or at the boarding gate to comply with new government requirements from the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA. That's a lot of added hassle for the 325,000 passengers that arrive in the U.S. every day, not to mention a headache for some 180 airlines. Philip Baum is the editor-in-chief of the magazine Aviation Security International. He's also the director of Greenlight, a security training and consultant company. Philip, what are these new screening requirements going to look like? I mean, what should passengers expect?
Basically, passengers should expect that when they arrive to check in for their flight, that they may be engaged in a conversation with a check-in agent or a security agent. All that the government is requiring is for airlines to assess whether or not they perceive the individual to be a potential threat to the flight. This is actually basically common sense security. It's what we should have been doing for years and years and years. It's basically not placing all of our eggs in one basket and just relying on technology. It's using human factors, using human beings to be able to assess whether or not there is a perceived threat there or not. And yes, some airlines are suggesting that passengers arrive a little bit earlier than they might have originally planned to do. But the vast majority of people won't even really be aware of these questions. I mean, it's going to be in the form of a casual conversation, although even TSA recognizes that airports around the world were not built for this and that they're having to be a little bit flexible as they roll out a new regime. And in some cases, that means that passengers are indeed just going to have these interview questions at the gate.
You mentioned TSA, but of course, these new guidelines are the responsibility of the airlines. Why is that?
Well, we shouldn't only perceive this to be a counterterrorism measure. This is government putting responsibility on airlines who do have that face-to-face contact with people to actually play their role, and indeed airports, in safeguarding aviation. Threats come in different forms, anything from a terrorist through to a criminal, to somebody with psychological problems, through to somebody who may be slightly intoxicated. In the States, yes, it's the TSA doing it themselves, but it's not something they can mandate foreign governments to do.
But what makes airline ticket agents the right people to be doing these interviews?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be the ticket agent. Equally, many of the airlines around Europe, at least, are contracting security companies and security screeners to perform these duties. That's obviously the ideal situation. That said, we're not talking about interrogation. We're talking about an interview. We're talking about using common sense. And we're saying, even to check-in agents, look up from your computer for a moment. Look at the person in front of you. Are there any indicators there that give you a cause for concern? If not, and let's get them on the plane as quickly as possible.
Now, you have an interest in all this. I mean, your company actually trains airlines to do these kind of things. So what kind of training are you offering? What are you training them to do?
What we're asking agents to do is to look for people who do not match baseline expectations through their behavior or through their documents and to act on it. But let me stress, this is not racial profiling. Nobody's determining what type of questions people are asked based on their nationality or the color of their skin or their gender. This is based on the way that they are acting at the moment that they check in and the documents that they have in their hands. What's good about it is that for many years now, many airlines have got this automated questioning system that you check in online and you get asked, did you pack your bag yourself? Yes or no. Has anybody given you anything to take on board? Yes or no. Those questions were never designed to be asked by a computer because it doesn't really matter how you answer those questions. What matters is the way you answer those questions. It's a huge game changer in terms of mindset from the TSA. This is an instance where the current administration is doing absolutely the right thing. It is actually saying we can't just rely 100% on technology. We have to use technology intelligently in the screening process. And we have to recognize that sometimes human beings are better at identifying threats than machines.
Philip Baum is the editor-in-chief of the magazine Aviation Security International. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.